is Sil Stedman.
And this is Sandra Washington.
And we welcome you to a rather bittersweet morning on Wanderings. Bittersweet because this week Holly Creek launches a sweet, hardworking, delightful woman on another path. A path which we'll talk about and then send our friend on her way with our very best wishes. It's going to be high, I can tell already. Becky Stotter. How long have you been in Holly Creek, Becky?
Good morning, everybody. I have been here almost 7.5 years, which has gone really fast.
Well, welcome. It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for doing Wanderings for all these years, too.
Yeah. Well, let's start with your beginning. Where were you born?
You bet. My dad was in the Air Force, and I was born in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and my folks were in the Air Force base. Then we moved from there to Guam, and my first memories are in Guam when I was very little, probably 3 or 4. And then when he retired from the Air Force, we then moved to Littleton, and my dad was a career Martin Marietta guy. And he worked in aerospace engineering, and I grew up in Littleton.
Curious about those memories from Guam. Do you have one you could share?
Gosh, yeah. They were my first really Easter egg hunt, and it was in a bamboo forest, and I remember there were a lot of toads, and I was not a fan of the toads. They kind of scared me. So I remember my mom and dad helping me find the eggs because there were a lot of creepy crawlies in Guam. I do remember those.
Were you the only child at that time?
I was, yeah. I have one sister, and she's 6.5 years younger than I am.
Okay.
And she lives here in Colorado, too, and she also has daughters, so it's all girls on our side of the family.
So. Well, girls are wonderful.
Girls are wonderful. And tell us now about your husband and how you met him.
Oh, well, that's a great story, too, because I literally married the guy next door. We grew up about 3 houses apart in Littleton. At that time, Jefferson County was on year-round schools, so we were on different tracks. And I knew of him growing up. And in fact, in middle school, I thought he was kind of annoying, and as middle school boys are. And then once we got to high school, they got rid of the track system, and we were all in high school at the same time, and all of a sudden, he wasn't so annoying anymore.
Yeah.
And so he asked me out. We went to prom, and have essentially been together ever since. So I really did marry the guy next door.
And his name is Brian?
His name is Brian, yeah. And so, let's see, in October, we will have been married 29 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. Yeah, it's a big one.
It is. And you have, tell us about your family.
I have 3 daughters. They are currently 21, 23, and 25. And they're getting very grown up, and they're doing just great. I'm really proud of them.
No more teenagers.
I know, that was a bit of a milestone for us. And we have 2 more milestones coming up. My oldest has graduated from college, and she works at Adams State University in Alamosa. And my middle daughter is going to graduate college in December with a degree in industrial design. Mm-hmm. And then my youngest will graduate CSU in May. With a degree in zoology and chemistry. So we've had somebody in college for the last 7 years and overlapping kids in college for the last 5. So we kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel with college and tuition.
I just can't believe that much time has passed since we've talked.
I know. Well, and when I started here at Holly Creek, they were all in middle and high school. So we've had a lot of milestones since I've been here. So.
So you're home alone now.
Well, we never did hit the empty nest stage. We've had kids kind of boomerang. My middle daughter goes to school downtown at the university, or Metro State University. So we've never quite hit empty nest, but it's on the horizon. We see it, and we're looking for, I love my time with my girls, and and we're looking forward to some time, my husband and I.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember when we talked earlier that you had decided to stay home. You were going to go into a different field.
I did. So before children, I practiced occupational therapy, but my biggest goal really was to be home with my children. I loved staying home with my kids. And I had many years, I'm very fortunate to be able to be a stay-home mom for many years. And I think we talked about, I was on the other side of volunteering. I did a lot of volunteer work for my kids' activities. They were busy, involved kids. They did all kinds of things. And so did I. And so I was a busy volunteer until they hit the middle and high school years. And then I started stepping into the work life a little bit more as they were becoming more self-sufficient.
So you have seen it from both sides, which just makes you a wonderful recruiter.
Thank you. That perspective has been helpful, yeah.
Well, you have created some new things for Holly Creek. Well, let's go back before that. You were assistant to April.
I did.
When you first were hired.
Yep. When I started here 7 years ago, I was April's assistant, the role that Miranda's in. And at that time, it was part-time, which was a great fit for me because I was still driving lots of carpools. I was the swim team mom. I was the marching band food mom, amongst other things. And so that part-time job allowed me to work and kind of enter that workforce and still be involved in my kids' activities. So I did that for several years. And then, of course, like for everybody, COVID changed things. Mm-hmm. So once COVID came, I spent probably 8 months helping life enrichment in the suites. And at that time, we couldn't move about the building, so I was on Alpine only. And that actually really set me up well for this role because I got to know residents and staff and programs in the suites a lot better. And then when my predecessor, Kitty, retired in 2020, it was a nice transition for me to come into this role, which is full-time at 32 hours. So that was when we were really hitting the peak of overlapping college and tuition, and my kids were getting older. And so it was a good time for me to dive even deeper into hours and work. And so I've been in this role, it's right at 4 years.
You've done an amazing, you have a great track record.
Thank you.
Put in a lot of things that hadn't come yet, and I don't know how many volunteers you work with.
A lot, and there's just different ways to count them. So first and foremost, residents who live here and just do all kinds of things to make this an amazing community. So when we do those appreciation luncheons, we're right around 100 residents doing a variety of things all around the building. So then there's also, I have outside volunteers who come and do a variety of different types of volunteer roles. I have them in connections committee and dog therapy and
dog therapy.
Yeah, we have dog therapists. I have three different dog therapists who visit the health suites. So we've got lots of furry friends.
I don't think most of us see that.
Yeah, they're amazing and they bring a lot of joy in the health suites. We've got volunteers and mollies, and then so outside volunteers do all kinds of things. And then I also work with a lot of students. I work with student groups. I work with individual students. I work with a group called Transitions. These are some special needs students. So it really runs the gamut.
What do you have them do, Becky?
So these transition kids had identified special needs in high school, and this program helps them transition to young adulthood. So these students are 18 to 21 years old, and they come with a job coach. And this is their chance to get some life experience and vocational training. So they'll take public transportation to get here. They take RTD, a good life skill. And then I've had them here. They're here during the traditional school year, so August through May. And I've had students help in dining. They've helped set up drink stations and serve food and bus tables and clear tables in Alpine and Timbers. And then I also have students on different days volunteering and helping maintenance and housekeeping.
Really?
Yeah. So they do a lot of different things. And they're different students on different days. So
is there much interaction with residents?
It, I would say particularly for the students who work in dining in the health
dining
suites. They get to know those residents really well. In fact, they get to the point where they'll know who likes iced tea and who has a soft spot for for dessert. And they're quite proactive with that. They're young adults. The students who help maintenance and housekeeping, boy, you never know what we'll ask of them. There's lots of different projects, and it kind of depends on the week. Sometimes maintenance has had them changing out all the light bulbs in the halls or doing, cleaning up the pool deck. Housekeeping has used them to do some extra deep cleans that the housekeepers might not always have time for. And so we always try to do a little education around it, too, of why it's important. So it's not busy work, but so that they understand, like, the importance of cleanliness for health, for our older adults, and or the value of keeping up with seasonal yard work and kind of how much work it is. They are great workers, and they've been a highlight for me. I really enjoy those students.
And what a benefit is. It's good to know about all those.
They do a lot for us, and it's mutually helpful because it also gives them some life skills. And then there have been a couple of students that we've gone on to hire within dining, particularly. So it's been a great relationship.
Very good success story.
There
was a time when we were wondering how to do the recordings for Wanderings, and you showed up saying, I found somebody that can edit for you. And I thought,
that was a pretty specific request. And so sometimes people will come to me with a thought or a need in terms of volunteers, and it often challenges me, and it takes me a little bit to figure it out.
How did you do that one?
Can figure it out. So I also, within students, I would say I have two groups that I work with, National Charity League and Boys Team Charity, and these are philanthropic groups of middle and high school boys and girls and their parents, and they look to do service work as part of their high school and middle school path, and these are great groups too.
How did you find those groups, Becky? I just wonder, I've never heard of those.
So I will say that when I came into this role, we had an existing relationship with these groups, and so we've just kind of continued to develop those relationships. So these are some of the young people that you will see. They helped at the luau, they helped at the carnival. Most recently, the boys have been out in Centennial's Garden. I have students coming tomorrow for the boat regatta. You'll see students coming to help with the root beer social coming later in August. So, again, it's been a mutually beneficial program because we'll have a need, and they need service hours, and so it's very complimentary.
Your bookkeeping must be phenomenal.
I try to keep it all straight.
What qualities and interests do you seek in volunteers?
Oh, gosh, that is a great question. I think it's different if I'm talking to outside volunteers or resident volunteers. For resident volunteers, I love to just get to know somebody and kind of understand their interests and backgrounds, and usually that lends itself to some kind of volunteer opportunity. At Holly Creek, it's kind of an extension of who they are, I think, a lot of times. In terms of outside volunteers, the thing that helps us the most is somebody who's, has a heart for older adults, but also has pretty regular availability. A lot of our outside volunteers come very consistently, whether it's once a month to help serve at happy hour, or every week to help in Needles and Threads or in the Connections Committee. So it just kind of depends on the person, but I do like to try and spend a few minutes to kind of get to know who they are and what they enjoy doing, because I think, if you're giving your time to be a volunteer, you want it to be something that you really enjoy and kind of fills your cup and helps us as well, Holly Creek.
What are the most popular places that people like to volunteer?
I would say Molly's is a really fun opportunity for outside volunteers and residents too. I get a lot of requests to help in the library. I have a really loyal and faithful, hardworking crew that works in the gardens. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've just redone the Meadows and Timbers Gardens, and we had Linda Hello. She did the garden design, and then we had all kinds of resident volunteers help with planting, and they've been helping with watering and deadheading in this heat, and that is a continual job. So
that garden is beautiful.
Isn't it? Yeah, everybody should go see it. It's really pretty, and yeah. We've got fountains out there, and it's just a really tranquil place to be. So it's a nice place to meet your neighbors. Yeah.
Well, what are the places that are in the greatest need?
So there's always things to do around here as a volunteer. I would say we always need help in the health suites, specifically Meadows and Timbers. Our life enrichment team does great programs, and a lot of times they just need an extra set of hands to kind of help put it all together. We always need assistance for your neighbors in the suites to get to and from programs, whether it's happy hour or chapel or a speaker in fellowship. We do a lot of great programs, and you know, the suites are a little bit of a distance. So if you're ever able to help a neighbor get to and from those programs, that makes a big difference for our staff and for residents.
I remember that was a need to get people to the boat regatta.
Yes.
Is that something that you?
It always is. Yeah.
Is that still a need?
It is a need, and so that's, you know, we're going to have some extra sets of hand with students tomorrow. But there's a lot of residents in the suites who would love to attend, and from the suites to the pool is a bit of a distance. So, yeah, if you have a friend or neighbor, I think it's always great to reach out and say hello and check in and see if that's something they'd like to attend, and then just see if you can, you know, just give them an escort, so to speak.
As residents, we would not leave them there. We would be sure they got back.
Right. Yep, okay. That's important.
Tell me about those little carts that are used over in assisted living.
The Trisha.
All those carts and stuff.
Yes.
Those are wonderful.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with the Trisha, it is like a rickshaw in reverse. So it is an electric-assisted bike with a seating in the front. So residents sit that we can take two at a time for a ride, and then the cyclist sits behind them, and it is an electric-assisted bike, and we take residents for rides out around the perimeter of Holly Creek and down the path towards the Highline Canal, and it's a lot of fun. It's been really hot lately, so yeah. I feel like that is only going to get more successful as this heat starts to break, but I have several volunteers that come from outside of Holly Creek. These happen to be avid cyclists, and they love coming and giving resident rides. So we got this bike through a grant from the state of Colorado, and it stays here permanently.
How many bikes do you have?
We just have the one, but we're able to give multiple rounds of rides with that one, and we've had in July and August, we have volunteers coming probably four or six times a month to give rides. And we've been primarily giving rides to Meadows, Timbers, and Alpine residents. That's how we were able to get the grant, is through the state of Colorado for that resident population. So
how do residents sign up?
Good question. So right now, we've been offering it only in the suites. Patrick is and I have been putting that together, and he will be managing that. And we try to offer it to a variety of residents and their families, and sometimes care partners will go too. It's really fun. It's just a great way to get out and about and feel the wind in your hair. And it's the best of both worlds. You get to go on a bike ride without doing the work. just enjoy.
Great.
I was walking down the creek recently when two residents came in the bicycle. I was so happy to see them.
Yeah,
it's really a wonderful time.
Thank you. Yeah, last year we did a Sweets family barbecue, and we were able to bring in two additional Trishaws, and we gave 30 rides that night. It was really fun. It was our way to kind of celebrate and you know, promote the Trishaw so that families were aware that this exists here, because it's a really unique opportunity. Not a lot of senior living communities have this, so it's a great resource.
Will we be getting some more, do you think?
Probably not, because the, you know, it was a grant. Yes, actually, this bike was made in the Netherlands, and the bikes themselves, you know, if you were to go and buy one, are about $15,000.
Oh, my.
Because they're very specialized, and then also they're, you know, an electric assist bike. So for now, we're just going to have to make the most of what we have. We're really fortunate to have it.
We certainly are.
Yeah.
Tell us about Savvy Seconds. How does that help Holly Creek?
Oh, gosh. Savvy Seconds is fun, and it's really busy. So Savvy Seconds is our internal thrift store. We do it as a service to residents, often when people move in or if they're looking to downsize or perhaps they're moving to the suites. Usually people have too much stuff, and so they will donate things to me like decor and kitchen gadgets, and anything in between. I have volunteers who help us price and organize, and then once a month on First Fridays, we do a sale. It's just a fun place to be. All of that money that we make goes into a volunteer savings account, and then those monies are then used for the wish list requests that come our way. And all goes back for resident programs that enhance and enrich engagement for your experience. So all the money stays here in Holly Creek and goes back to programs at Holly Creek. So,
how do you decide on the wish list? Who decides that?
That's a good question. So anyone can make a wish list request, staff and residents, even volunteers could. And I meet with an advisory committee once a month. We meet on fourth Mondays, and we review the wish list. And we are very mindful of the needs, and this committee is very good stewards of the money, and we discuss, we review, you know, what is the benefit and the impact and what is the cost, and we're very careful with how we disperse funds, but we also are able to do a lot. I believe last year there's a list in Molly's of all the things we gave to. We gave close to $17,000 in wish list requests. So it runs the gamut, everything from, you know, maybe large print books to the library, for the library to a pledge to Needles and Threads or the Cottager Concert Committee. So big and small items. So I would say if there's a need on Holly Creek, if someone is thinking, oh, I wish we could try this or do that, the wish list is a good source of funds that, you know, for things that Holly Creek might otherwise not be able to provide.
I think the colorful napkins in the dining room at one time, a long time ago, were part of that on the wish list.
Probably. The wish list goes back to the beginnings of Holly Creek and Molly's and Savvy Seconds.
And the fans in the exercise room?
Yeah, yeah.
That.
More recently, we bought, you know, we buy soil for the Centennial's Gardens. And
really?
We've brought in, this is an interesting one, mini horse therapy in the suites. So we did that in December. They'll be coming back in October. So all kinds of things. So
you have to have a good imagination.
Well,
and if you're to listen.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is people should use their imagination, because these requests come from staff and residents. So,
how many people are on the committee?
Yes, so there's the volunteer coordinator, and then we have a we have a committee of 12, which includes, we have a suites resident who is a representative for the suites, we have a cottage representative, and then I also have an outside volunteer who sits on that committee. So we try to be really well-rounded. So
good.
Yeah.
What might you say to the person that's going to come in after you?
Oh, they're so lucky.
You know, that's great.
It's such a fun and busy job. And there's a, you know, I wear a lot of different hats. Mm-hmm. So I would say to that person that you all are the experts. This is your home, and you know kind of the inner workings, and to ask questions of you all, because that's where the heart and soul of Holly Creek is with the residents. And so there's a lot that goes on here, and it's fun and exciting, but you all are what makes it a home, and to ask questions of you all. So you may be getting questions about things that you don't even think about, but that's how, you know, it's the inner workings of what makes Holly Creek tick. So.
Well, I think it would be wrong not to ask you what you might be planning to do on Friday.
Oh, on Friday.
Relax.
Yes. So you know, I've just been feeling a tug to do something different. Holly Creek is dear to my heart, and I'm ready for a new challenge and a new chapter, and I'm not sure quite what that looks like. So I'm going to take a little time to enjoy my family, and I do have a weekend trip or two planned, one with my husband, one with my high school friends. And so I'm going to take a little bit of time to enjoy my time, my downtime, and then figure it out. So on Friday, I'll probably, maybe sleep in a little bit. If you know me well, I love live music, so I go to a lot of concerts, and I do have a concert on Friday night.
Oh, do you?
Red Rocks, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What is that?
It is a band called Mount Joy, and I think it's maybe my 8th concert for the year, and I've got a few more to go. So I love going to concerts with different people, my daughters, my husband, friends of mine. This mm-hmm. happens to be my sister and my daughters on Friday, so just fun to share that experience.
What else do you like to do?
Oh my goodness. We play a lot of games in our family. We're big gamers, so we often will do things like game for dishes. It gets a little competitive. We play games for dinner dishes.
Oh.
All the time. We play a lot of Yahtzee, Farkle, Skippo. So I love playing games. I love to read. I love to be outside as much as possible. I love to be with family and friends. So and exercise. And so
we're a fun person.
Really are.
There's nothing like family.
Yes, I'm so fortunate.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's getting close to our signing off time. We still have a minute to go. But there's not enough words to thank you on behalf of the residents and the people you've worked with.
Thank you.
It's just amazing. We'll remember you for the heart.
I hope you'll come.
Oh,
I have all kinds of invitations, needles and threads, happy hour. The gals and mollies would be sad if I didn't come say hello, so I definitely will.
You will be forgotten.
We have wonderful concerts here. The college concerts are wonderful.
Well, we will remember you for all who have attended a volunteer appreciation lunch. You couldn't fit one more person in that room with a reserved seat. That's because of the way that you've handled things, Becky. But I think what I remember, too, is when it's time to say thank you to you, you become very humble and really don't feel like you ought to be there. And I think we need to tell you thank you because you've started so many things.
Thank you. It's been my joy and privilege, truly.
And we will go on.
We've been very lucky to have you with us.
Oh, thank you.
You're part of the family.
I see this as an extension of my family. I do.
So. Oh, that's wonderful to hear. I think we better start the music before we have tears in this room.
I'm trying really hard not to cry today.
Come see us often.
I will. Thank you, Holly Creek.
Thank you.
And your children, your family, too.
I will.
Becky, our thanks to you forever. And that's Wanderings for today. So.